listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
Welcome to another episode of the Online Supercoach Show. Today I have a very special guest. He is a legend in the online fitness world. His name is Robin Mungle. Robin, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I actually ran into Robin about a week ago. I was speaking at the North Cal Fitness Summit. And while I was giving my presentation, I saw Robin in the crowd. I remember he was going to be there, and I got so happy. I was like, yes, because actually I coached Robin about a year ago. He was in my online fitness coaching super coach program. And from there, you know, he really took his online business, scaled it up to a high level, and is now doing powerful things, helping the masses, changing lives, and making an incredible business for his family. So I want to go into what Robin's up to, what he's doing now in his business. Some of you may have seen him on my website. He has a famous testimonial of making $20,000 to $30,000 a month from his online fitness business and sharing like what he's doing. You know, it's very inspirational. And I love to have a guy like Robin on because sometimes people have a misconception that with online coaching or online personal training, you can only make like $1,000 or $2,000 a month max. Robin is creating a legit business from it. He's providing for his family. He has incredible results. And most importantly, he's a really awesome dude. So he's got a lot to share. Like I said, he's a legend in this industry. And he's hailing from Alberta, Canada. Robin, I'm going to kick things off. Quick question. What is a quote or a mantra that fires you up?
Something that fires me up. You know, I think it's all about, you know, life is way too short to, can I swear on your podcast?
Yes, yes. Feel free all to right. swear.
Life is too short to fuck around. Wow. that's pretty much it. So whenever like I wake up in the morning, or I catch myself not doing what I really want to do in life, I remember that, that mantra, and I just basically say to myself, you know, You're right. Let's do shit that actually matters to me and matters to the world because it could be gone in an instant.
I love it. Love it. So true. And a very, very inspiring quote. And to paraphrase, you don't fuck around, Robin. You get shit done. So I would love for you to share, you know, just kind of like your evolution from going from zero in online business to scaling up. Can you just take us back on how this business model manifested for you?
Sure. Actually, we could go from minus.
Minus. Yeah, let's go into the negatives.
Minus. You know, when I first started trying to do online training, you know, I saw that that could have been a possibility. I mean, the power of the internet and social media and connecting everybody. I'm like, why aren't we using this to our advantage to help more people, especially because everybody is kind of getting online now. And, you know, I wanted to make it work. And I think for like a year and a half or 2 years, it wasn't working. I was losing a lot of money trying to do different things, working my tail off and getting zero results. You know, with your help, I was able to start, you know, first of all, it gave me the confidence to realize that it was possible. And, I was able to start scaling up. You know, my first things I did, I started off with like a 6 month program for $500. And like, that was terrible. you know, I was working tons of hours, not making a lot of money. You know, I was probably getting paid, you know, minimum wage, basically giving myself a minimum wage job. So that really sucked. But I, at least I was getting people results. I was starting to get people results, and that gave me even more confidence start upping my price, especially because everybody was wanting in at $500. Mm. So I was able to scale it up. And then I went up to like a $1,500 program. I don't know if you remember, it was like $1,500.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And then I was doing really good. And then I had enough people in at the time that I'm like, you know, my time management is getting really nuts. My wife is pregnant. you know, everyone's kind of pulling me in 3 million different directions. So I said, well, I got enough clients. This thing is really working, but there's too many people. So I'm going to scale it up to $4,000. It'll be $4,000. It was a $4,000 for a 6-month program. Now it's down to like a four month program. And, you know, it all started with that one, magic, referral close where someone called in and that their friend had gotten really great results. And I was talking to them over the phone and, I was kind of like, I already got a lot of clients. So I'm in a happy place. And, she said, well, yeah, it's kind of expensive. And all I said was, well, yeah, it's a kick-ass program. And that was it. I counted maybe to 10 seconds of complete silence. 10 seconds is golden. And about 10 seconds later, okay, I'm in. That was it. That gave me the confidence to like, all right, this works. This works. I can start scaling this up. You know, I've been changing things and just refining my craft ever since. But it all starts with believing that you can do it. And just even taking one client, you get one client and start building your client, your program around one client, and start seeing success, you can duplicate that. And then you can duplicate it for everybody who is the same type of client.
Yes, Robin, thank you for sharing that. That I remember like it was yesterday, like when you first started, you know, you were like devaluing your services because you're such an amazing coach. And, you know, at $500 for a 6-month program, obviously is not the best use of your time. And then I remember like you evolved and you had that first $1,500 win. And, you know, that's a big jump, right? You're tripling your prices. And then once you were able to sell your program at $4,000, your 16-week online package, that was amazing. I remember it was almost like yesterday when you shared that story inside of our Facebook group, and it was like the woman said, that's expensive. And, you know, you said your one-liner, and then we summed that up as the Robin Mungo close, and that was like a breakthrough for you. And I think same thing for me as well. You know, when I first sold my $5,000 online weight loss program, the first one I sold, that changed my life because it created a new standard for me. You know, of course, we all have limiting beliefs. Right now, people are listening to this. How is Robin charging $4,000 for a 4-month program? Well, it's his belief. One person signs up, they say yes, you realize that it's possible. And there are people that are paying a lot of money for coaching. Why aren't they paying you? So let's go into the offering, right? So let's say someone comes into your $4,000 program. What's, you know, without giving too much away, but what is like your signature system?
So basically my signature system is like a habits-based approach. So I basically tell people, you know, I have an anti-hardcore fitness and nutrition coaching program that produces life-changing results one habit at a time. I'm pretty much a no-frills, down-to-earth person. I like to just straight talk. And I think a lot of people, especially because the crowd that I go after are a little bit older, maybe they're usually in their 40s and 50s. And, usually that's kind of the age group where, you know, they've already had enough life experiences. They've been burned a few times. They just want to know what am I going to get for this? And what is it? Don't give me anything sexy or hypey. Just what is this? And, so when I let them know that that's basically what we're going to do, it's going to be especially I think anti-hardcore, I struggled with this for a while, but every time I ask my clients and stuff like that, like what was it that I said that like really, you know, like I love the fact that it was anti-hardcore and it felt like results one habit at a time was something that I could do. Because the hardest part, like maybe even 90% of the way for people to actually get results is just getting started. And so if you can just get them on the idea of like, let's just get started and see what happens. And you reframe that mindset and then you kind of let them know, and by the way, here's my awesome fucking guarantee, that you're going to get results. Then it's like, okay, well, even if I don't get results, it's something that I can do. Oh, and I have a guarantee. so they can get their money back if they're not actually doing well in the program. And I take that as personal responsibility. That's on me. And I've yet to refund anybody.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And I love the certainty, the belief you have in your price, in the program, and people believe it as well. And the fact that you have a guarantee and you've not refunded anything shows the quality of your program, right? Because most people might be saying, wow, you know, they're paying $4,000 for a program. Like, you know, does it have a guarantee? What happens if you have to give the money back, or how many people sign up for it? You know, and we'll get into that as well. Cause I remember like when we were coaching about a year ago, you know, you mentioned like your online business was doing like 20 to 30 grand a month. I'm curious, like how many clients are you signing up now on average?
So because of my high price point, I don't need a lot of clients / don't want a lot of clients right off, like right in. So yes. 4 to 6 a month is my goal. So that's what I'm going for right now, is 4 to 6 a month. Now I'm going to reevaluate that. I reevaluate every quarter to see if I want to take on more, what I want to do. So at the end of this year, it's already in my head. I might want to actually go for 8 to 12.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's yes.
The hypertrophy rep range.
progressive overload. Yeah. I love it.
You got it. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be going for.
I mean, right now, like I said, at a $4,000 price point, right? If you are getting, you know, 6 clients, that's $24,000 a month. And, you know, you get 8 clients, that's $32,000 a month. 12, my math is not the best. What's 12 times 4, Robin?
Oh, man. So you're looking at 48? All right. 48 grand a month. I like that.
Yeah, 48. That's a good number. That's inspiring. That just gets you fired up. And obviously, you're a family man, right? You have a cute baby boy. He's growing up. You want to spend more time with him. You're an avid golfer. I mean, these are things that you enjoy doing, right? Not being inside the gym from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. training clients back to back. You have a model, and there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to scale to 50,000 a month because you have all the tools already.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I got like a continuity program now that's like after this whole thing. You know, the one thing about charging higher prices is the one thing you notice, it's one, I know there's a lot of listeners probably out there right now thinking like they got a self-limiting belief, or they're pissed off at me that like, how are you charging that much? You're shystering people. Let me tell you something. When someone's paying top dollar, they get shit done. They take action and they get better results because it is now an investment. They are vested. And let me tell you, they are definitely vested in the program, in their health. And it's easier to indoctrinate them into the lifestyle and the result, the type of actions and behaviors that they're going to need to do, not only to get results in 4 weeks time or 4 months time, but to actually maintain those results for the rest of their life. You're going to actually change people's lives, and that is priceless. And your clients, when you get that, when you get them there, they will say that it is priceless. It is not, you know, like they won't, they'll no longer say that was expensive. They'll say that was totally fucking worth it.
Wow. Wow. Love it. Love it. Right. It's the old adage, the more you pay, the more you pay attention. So yeah. I'm sure, Robin, like if you said, I'm doing a special sale and instead of paying $4,000, you pay me $40 and you get in the same exact program, I will guarantee you that you'll get much less commitment.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the same thing. Like when I do workshops in my local community, I used to do them for free, which was kind of good, but you know, you'd get a lot of people in, but no one would really take action. So it was kind of like a waste of your time and a waste of theirs. But as soon as I started charging money for coming in to actually like participate in the workshop, I probably cut the amount of people that came in half, but everyone that came there, like I would get clients. People would be reaching out. I was the authority figure in my community just by charging to actually come into my studio and participate in a workshop. So
wow.
Adding value onto it is like this, like I said, this guy don't fuck around.
Yeah. I mean, people are attracted to people that charge more, you know? At the end of the day, like if you have a room full of coaches and let's say the average coach charges $30 an hour, but you have one coach who charges $500 an hour without even knowing anything about the coach or if they're actually legit, just by how much they charge, you feel like they're a better coach, right? When I said there's one coach that charges $500 an hour, a lot of people said they assume that he's good at what he does.
Yeah, they already assume that, like, oh, this guy's probably an authority figure. He's probably got experience. And, you know, look at the clients that you attract, too. Like, the type of people you attract when you're charging top dollar are typically action takers. So when you get them on the phone or you get them in front of you, they're more likely to take action anyways compared to someone who you might be a really good salesman and get them, you know, selling them based on their emotional state at that moment at a lower price, but they won't actually follow through. And then you get either terrible reviews or you don't get good results. And then you feel bad. And then, you know, the whole downward spiral of that, you lose belief in yourself and it just goes downhill, right? It's better to actually start, you know, charging top dollar if you know that you can get results already with people, then do it, because, you know, get over your own self-limiting belief that, you know, no one's going to pay me and stuff like that. Guess what? Not everyone is going to pay you that, but there are enough people out there that will. And the great thing about them is they have friends that also can afford your service, and they're also action takers, right? Like, typically you attract people that are similar to you. So I seriously believe that you only need 17 clients total, so you can work your way up to there, before your business can almost run on autopilot just from referrals. Don't count on just referrals, though. Continue to market. But when you got those 17 people, you're going to have some of those that are going to be rock stars, and they're going to make you money without you doing anything other than serving them well.
All right. That's a great segue to move into, Robin. So, like, you have 17 clients and you're giving them your all, you're giving them amazing results. How do you start to facilitate referrals?
So I do have a referral program. Mine's called Memories, and the idea is actually create a memory around a referral. So I implement, I have an autoresponder already set up for my clients. When a new client comes in, I set them up on an autoresponder that actually lasts an entire year. And it touches points. It basically addresses everything that I like to do in the program. It answers frequently asked questions that I get at the right times. So usually, what does someone usually ask me 4 weeks in? Oh, this, right? And so I actually address that beforehand, so it answers a lot of questions. But I also indoctrinate them with the referral program already. So I get them kind of learning that, referring is a good thing. I don't even call it referring. I call it introductions, because some people get, you know, the word referral can sometimes, you know, make people go, is this an MLM scam? So I said, just introduce me. And that's it. That's all you have to do. It sounds much easier to introduce someone than to refer someone. So that's basically how I do it. And I just kind of, through the autoresponder, I set them up. So every month I basically ask them. And like I said, I have a referral program that asks them basically to refer. It runs on autopilot. And of course, I call them. I make a point of calling all of my clients, especially when they're getting great results. And I'll literally talk to them and be like, "Hey, is there anybody else that you know that would really benefit from the type of results that you're getting?" And you know, they'll say yes. They're like, "Awesome. Why don't you just send me a quick email, and then you can just, like, you know, send me their names, CC them on it." So that they know, and then I'll reach out to them on your behalf and kind of make it look like it's more of like, "Hey, I'm inviting you in," instead of "I'm referring you."
Mm.
And so that's kind of how it goes. Recently I've implemented something. Are you familiar with the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Love that movie.
All right. So golden ticket referral program. Here it goes. Send them a virtual chocolate bar. They get to open up this virtual chocolate bar, and if there's a golden ticket in there, they actually win free coaching with me for 2 weeks. And if they like it, then they're in. And wow. And then I sign them up, right? So 2 weeks, they already get like a lot of stuff, and they're going to love it. So you might not. So I basically have them send it out to 5 friends. And only one of those chocolate bars actually has a golden ticket. So there's a exclusivity type of thing wrapped around it. So people are like, oh my God, I won. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, man. That's what I love about you, Rob. And you always give, man. Even when you're in my coaching program, you're just helping, giving, sharing. And that's the type of person you are. And there's no wonder why you're so successful. I mean, the most successful people are the givers that see the world as being abundant. And that's who you are. I appreciate that. And I want to change gears real quick. I'm sure a common question a lot of people have is, where do you find clients that pay you $4,000 for your program? So how do you tend to attract these clients into your world?
All right. Well, online, you know that there's this thing called Facebook.
I've heard of it.
All right. So it's like the social media site, right? And there's like a lot of people on there, something like, I don't know, over a billion. And, you know, out of those billion, there's going to be, you know, people that actually can afford your services and are in desperate need of your help. Who here knows someone who isn't in the best shape? I mean, raise your hand if you're listening. Everybody knows someone who's not in shape, who's actually struggling to get into better shape, whatever your niche is. And, you know, they're all, guess what? They're on Facebook. And I, like I said, my strategy is very simple. I do a lot of organic stuff. So like I have my things called like RM Fit Minute, which is really like a minute of like advice and stuff like that. So it gets in front of people.
Yeah.
And then I try to get them onto my list. So I do a combination of list building, where they're on my email list, which is highly segmented, which I had no clue how to do that in the beginning, by the way. So if you guys are looking at segmentation of your email lists and you're trying to build your business, you have no idea what to do. You know, I succeeded by falling forward.
Yeah. So actually, let me just interject real quick. Sure. Robin, if someone doesn't know what segmentation is,
sure.
How can you explain it to them?
Sure. So basically you can have like, let's say a master list of people who are on your email list, and you can segment them based on like, let's say, you know, you have a list of people who signed up for moms, and you've got moms who are overweight by 30 pounds between the ages of 25 and 35. You can actually have a segment of your list specifically in that group. And then you can group another one. It's like, oh, let's say I have, you know, people who signed up for a different lead magnet or a little something that I sent them a 3-workout video series that they signed up for. I could segment people into that group and then talk specifically just to those people.
Love it. Yes.
Does that
yes.
make sense?
Yes. All
right, cool.
I know what segmentation is, but I wanted to clarify and show the importance and the power of it, because when you're putting out online offers, certain people are coming in for specific things. And when you segment your list, you're talking to one person with one message and one solution.
You got it. Exactly. So I have a general newsletter that goes out every Tuesday, except I missed this Tuesday and I have to apologize for that to people. But I've never missed a Tuesday in like 3 years, so I'm doing pretty good. But I have a newsletter, and it's kind of more for the master list. And then, so there might be trainers, there might be everybody on that, and everyone gets kind of like the Tuesday stuff. And then I have my segments, and I talk to them individually, those groups individually on a different day of the week. And that's how, when I build my list, I actually sell through my list mostly. And like I said, and through Facebook, but I get everyone basically from Facebook.
So let's see turnaround time.
Sure.
Someone opts in to one of your pages on Facebook. On average, what's the time frame when they enter into your world to then become a $4,000 client?
Okay. It's a little bit, I'd have to look at the metrics, but it's anywhere between 7 days and 30 days. And it's because I have a 7-day, I have a 7-day program and a 30-day program as a lead magnet. So they typically sign up for something that they're going to get over the course of 7 days. So I'm actually building know, like, and trust factors, and also actionable steps that actually gets them results right away. So I like to get people results before they even pay me, So they'd be like, holy shit, this works. And then I, you know, I actually do kind of a soft follow-up with every email, you know, at the end, like, PS, if you're really interested, let's jump on a 10-minute call. And then the final email is kind of like a hard, it's like, look, let's get down to brass tacks here. You did this. If you took the actions and you got results, you know that I can take you the rest of the way. Let's not beat around the bush. Give me a call. So like, click the link and sign up for a 10-minute call. And let's actually get you kick-ass results. Come on. And so it's kind of just like a prompt. Like, I know my shit. You already know that I know it because you've taken action. Now we're gonna do this for reals.
Wow. Wow. So typically in that quick 10-minute call, that's where you sell them into your $4,000 package.
Yeah. So, I mean, I try to pre-qualify them as much as possible, beforehand if I can, but ultimately when I get them on that phone call in that 10-minute phone call, that's when, you know, I really sell them into the program. Cause one, I kind of do it in a way where I go in with the mindset that 100%, I know that I can help you and I will help you. And I also go in with the belief that you're already a client.
Wow. Wow.
So that's my mindset going in. It's like, you're already a client and I'm just talking to you like I would a client who has been with me for like 2 years. Or even 11 years, which is my longest running client. That's the mindset that I go into. And that's a big difference compared to what I used to do. I used to, like, before the phone call, I'd be like pacing back and forth for like 10, 20 minutes and be like, oh man, what am I going to say? Just like real nervous and like, man, I hope I get the sale. And yeah, that's just the wrong mindset. Trying to sell someone with the mindset of like, I'm trying to sell someone. You know, I learned a while ago, you know, don't try to make $1 million, try to serve 1 million people, right? The money comes. So when I go into the mindset of thinking like, I'm just going to serve this person, just like I would like a client who's like already knows, likes, and trusts me. You already get that. Cause one, you don't come across as desperate.
Yeah.
And two, even over the phone, you can hear someone's confidence or lack thereof, right? If, you know, if you're just talking to someone who's like, oh yeah, kind of, do you want to do this program? Like, that doesn't make me confident. I'm going to give you $4,000. No, I don't think so. So yeah, just talking about that and just serving them. Like, I always like to give. And, you know, you give out to the world and you will receive back.
Absolutely. One of the foundations of my success as well, the more you give, the more you get. And it is that, right? Like, service. I mean, I'm all about serving people. I feel like once I shifted my focus on the amount of money I make every month to the amount of people that I serve every month, that's when my business really started taking off, you know? And we live in a world where people are very just sensitive. They know who has their best interest in heart. So I'm sure when they speak to you, they know that you truly give a shit and you care about them. And from that place, it's non-neediness, right? I say a great line, needing nothing attracts everything. So you're already assuming that they're your client and you're helping them and you're probably giving them stuff before they even join that you would give other people that pay you money. So they feel that energy and they know that you care and they're like, you are the man. Here's my $4,000. Let's get going.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Cool. And speaking of the mindset, because that's one thing I truly admire about you, you know, I coach you for about a year. And like one thing that I saw with you is like, you're always working on yourself. You're always improving, always fine tuning. And, you know, after you started to do your own thing and, you know, we remain friends, we connect with each other. Like, I just see you always improving, always believing in yourself, putting out more marketing messages. So, you know, for people listening, and I'm curious too, like, what are some of the mindset strategies that you employ for yourself?
Well, I think that's a good question. It's like, I'm moving so fast mentally, working on mental development and personal development all the time. And maybe that's the strategy there is consistency. I am every single day, you know that whole 1% better sort of deal?
Yes.
What can I do to be 1% better, like from a personal standpoint? And so that's kind of the thing that I'm always researching. Man, it is like a hobby for me. Like when I'm sitting down, my wife likes to go to bed like real early, like so early. I'm like, what? You're in bed already? Okay. So sometimes I'm naturally a night owl, even though I force myself to get up at like 5 a.m. Otherwise, because I'm just productive that way. But at nighttime, I like to kind of shut things down, just be quiet, have a little quiet time. And in my quiet time, I am, whether it's on my phone or a computer or something like that, or in a book, I just naturally gravitate towards professional and personal development, like mindset stuff. Like it's just something that I eat up. Like it's on a daily basis. It's like watching my son learn. You know, he's 21 months old this month.
Wow.
And you know, watching a toddler just soak everything up and take action on everything that they just learned immediately. Like, you know, it's not even like 2 seconds go by and, you know, something on TV, you know, watching Sesame Street or something, and suddenly the letter A comes up, right? And it's like ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, all that stuff on all these toys and everything, right? He's bombarded with it. And suddenly he's like, A, B. He's starting to say all these words because he's just soaking it all up. And I feel like I'm the same way with this mindset stuff. It's like I am soaking it up from like all angles because I just cannot get enough.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Thank you for sharing that analogy. And of course, there's a place for everything. Like I study sales, marketing, the internet, technology, like hours and hours a day, right? But I also focus on my mindset as well. It's like a part of this craft that we're working on, this level of mastery, right? Obviously, you can't just do mindset all day long. There's a lot of like really enlightened hippies that are broke as a joke, you know, because all they do is mindset work. They smoke weed, they take, you know, psychedelics, and they're focused on having the best mindset in the world, but they can't pay their damn bills, right? So,
yeah.
Balance. There's mindset, there's taking action, there's understanding marketing and serving people.
So, you know, with the mindset, I mean, there is, you know, those hippies that kind of, they won't do anything. The missing link is taking action, right? You can study a mindset and mind frame and talk about it all day long. But unless you actually, you know, the mindset is really about setting yourself up for taking action. That's what positive mindset is all about, is setting yourself up to be confident enough to take action. I truly believe that if you are studying mindset and you're not actually taking action, you are wasting your hours, your time, and you're actually not putting this into practice. So you're actually failing at the whole mindset stuff. You're not actually succeeding with it.
Absolutely. 100%. I have one more question for you, Robin. And I actually learned this the other day. It's a really weird question, but please be kind with me and don't judge me. And also answer the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think too much about this. I'm going to put you on the spot. So imagine if you were forced to get a tattoo on your forehead and that tattoo was written in reverse, meaning that every single time you looked in the mirror, you would see what that tattoo says. And you have to put a sentence on the tattoo. What sentence would you write on your forehead that every time you looked in the mirror, every single day of your life, you would look at it?
Okay. Love is the absence of judgment.
Wow. Love is the absence of judgment. Claire, elaborate?
Sure. Part of growing up, I've had a lot of hard life lessons, and a lot of people around me as I grew up would judge everybody except for themselves, and they would be miserable and cannot find love, cannot attract love, cannot put love out into the world, and as a result, they're miserable and broke. When you start to let go of that and take people in for who they are, and including yourself, maybe most importantly yourself, and you stop judging yourself, stop judging others, and just see them for who they are. Stop judging, and it's so much easier to just love yourself and love the rest of the world. And when you put that out into the world, you get it back, and you get it back tenfold.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I think that tattoo would look awesome on your forehead, Robin.
But, I'm going to go do that now. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, why not, man? Start a trend. So, yeah, I mean, that's great. I love how you answer so quickly and absolutely right. Love is the center of all things. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about the power of love. And definitely, I think if I had something on my forehead, it would be something with love as well, because that's really where it's at. That's why we do what we do. That's why we provide for our families. That's why we want to impact the world. And it all comes down to that. So great way to end the podcast. And Robin, it was really an honor, man, to have you on here. I really enjoyed this episode.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, AJ.
Absolutely. So, hey, guys. Robin Mungel, the one and only, the legend. And when you go into my website, onlinesupercoach.com, I'll have all the show notes, how to contact Robin, his websites, all that good stuff. And I appreciate you guys listening. Got some more stuff planned for us. Hope you got a ton of value from it. And make sure you implement the takeaways from this episode.
Thanks for listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.